Episode 1519, When Your Heart Fails You.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is the weekend, which means what? You can take a breather. Yes, it's time of rest. Okay, maybe not. You've got too many things to do. Okay, take a couple minutes. Today is Relationship Builders Day. It's about building the foundation for your marriage. But what happens when your heart fails you? Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, any relationship that you have takes work. However, marriage is a commitment beyond convenience. When your heart fails you, what do you do? Cinderella would have us believe that we all find our prince and we live happily ever after. Maybe you had a dream like that growing up. Maybe you still have that dream. Oh, if only our hardworking scrubbing days would lead us to a night that would change our life forever. That's why it's a fairy tale, right? It doesn't always happen. If only marriage was nothing but a honeymoon every day. But for some strange reason, life happens. Bills begin to pile up. Decisions are made without consultation of the other. Children fill the air with demands and distractions. Careers build a wedge when too hyper-focused. Date nights fade. Busyness is the norm. Why do we let ourselves fail to the point of living our day by rote? No thoughts, no feelings, no energy. No, nothing. Just getting through the mess. I've just got to make it through. And then you discover when your heart fails you. Why am I not more connected, more in love, more in something? This isn't what I expected marriage to be. My Cinderella dream is lost. In fact, probably never found. Now what? Have you ever had that conversation in your head or something to that effect? Question why you married the person you married? Wondering, what's in it for me? Why do I feel this way? When you begin to question why you got married in the first place, it can be a slippery slope. Because most of the time, we want to buy into the feeling of being in love. What does that actually mean? I want to take you out of your marriage for just a moment. So I'm plucking you out. You're no longer married. Yes, freedom. Okay, shh. Don't tell your spouse that right now. Because a celebration is not a good celebration. But for right this second, we're just going to take you out of being married. Think about this. How much did you think your sweetheart, the love of your life, would be your absolute everything? Now, be honest. I know I did. It's like, oh, he's going to give me the world. It's going to be the White House and the picket fences times about however many moves we've moved now. You're not alone. Most people enter their marriage with an assumption that their spouse will be their everything, absolute everything. The problem is when we begin to compare our marriage to the fairy tale. Did you hear that? It's not about to our neighbors or to our best friends or even to our parents, but we look at our marriage and say, but it doesn't match up to my fairy tale, my dream. Or the marriage we think is perfect. Then the realization hits with the aftermath being the heartbreak. The tornado sets in. When your heart fails you, what do you do? Well, what do you do when you feel like the connection is lost? When you feel like the love is less? When you feel like you're on a different page? When dating, you make the effort to be engaged and curious in the relationship you're building. Yeah, go back to those dating years or months or maybe just days for some. And that's fine. It's your relationship, right? There's really not a right or wrong. It's about what happened to you. But when you're dating, You're truly living out that curiosity, making that effort every single moment that you have. And even nowadays, I mean, you're texting, you're doing stuff on Instagram, you know, selfie here. Oh, honey, we got to do a selfie here and post it because I just got to show you off. And now what do? Fast forward 10, 15, 25, 30 years or more. And you're sitting here going, I do not want to take a selfie. My hair is not colored. I've got gray showing through. I'm tired. I'm worn out. Oh, I didn't fix my eyes. I don't have makeup on. I forgot my mascara. You can't take a picture without having mascara on, right, ladies? We know it. It's truth. But when we date, we make that effort to be engaged and curious in the relationship that we're building. But once when you say I do, over time, the commitment between the two of you becomes a partnership of convenience. The effort is more engaging when a need needs to be met. So until something comes up, until urgency hits the fan, usually nothing happens. We're just kind of what? Going through life by rote. And that means we begin to gain weight. We begin to make sloppy decisions. We get lazy. We let ourselves go. We don't even take care of ourselves anymore. There's no grooming to the woman or even to the man. And we're just like, oh, here I am. Take it or leave it. This is what you got. As harsh as this is, it's important that we recognize the value in our marriage. And if we don't tend to our marriage and make it a priority, you know where that road leads. So what do you do when your heart fails you? You have to rely on the greatest love of all. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Rely on the greatest love of all. Your spouse cannot fill your heart with joy. Now that might come as a surprise, but God created us to be relational, with the greatest relationship being with Him. Rely on the greatest love of all. It's God Himself. Psalm 73 verse 26 says this, my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is my strength of my heart and my portion forever. Your spouse is your true love. He brings you a sweetness like the nectar of a ripened fruit. You can taste it. You can feel it. You can smell it. You can love it. You can eat it. It fills you up. However, the deep-seated gaps where pain and hurt reside in your heart, your spouse can't mend that broken heart, nor can anyone else. Only God can fill the void. Think about some things that you've gone through. Maybe you're in that place right now in your life, and you're really kind of putting it upon your spouse and saying, why aren't you giving me more of fill in the blank? More love, more attention, more gratitude, more presence, more words of encouragement, more money, whatever it is. But all of that more, all that other stuff that you think will fill the void will not fill the void, because ultimately God needs to fill the void. So when you feel your heart has failed you, number one, run to God. He's your greatest love. If we keep going through our day by rote, we're not thinking about things, right? We're just kind of living it. We just go through the mundanes. It's like, okay, here we are. I get up, brush my teeth, go to the bathroom, get dressed. Oh, wait, can't forget the deodorant. Run out. Okay, I'm going to grab the kids. I'm going to rush them to eat breakfast. And then I got to throw together their snacks for preschool and their box lunches for real school and elementary and middle school. And I got to shove them out the door, get them on the bus. And then I've got to get to work. And oh, wait, I didn't even kiss my husband goodbye or hardly say good morning, I don't think. Next thing you know, you come home and then you're like, I got to fix dinner and I got to get the kids bathed. And then I got to make sure homework's done and we eat and we have bedtime stories and off they are. And now you're sitting there scrolling through your feed, kind of bumming out the night. It's time for bed. And the man that you said I do too, that you fell so in love with, is now asleep too. And you shared all of 25 words with each other. This is what I see in our everyday when it comes to our marriages. And we wonder why our divorce rates are high. Now, there are other reasons why our divorce rates are high. It's just not because we only say 20 words in a day. But it's because we become so engaged in the junk of life that we forget what matters in life. So run to God. He's your greatest love. Rely on His love to fill the void. Nothing you can buy, nothing you can put on as a new outfit. I don't care what amount of money you spend on those cute pair of shoes. It's not going to fill that void in your heart. So run to God instead. You might as well put your sneakers on because God's waiting for you. Run to Him. Number two, seek the truth. Read the Bible. It's easy for us to get trapped and wrapped up in what is fed to us on a daily basis. Think about how much information is coming at us. A lot of information. I get at least 2 emails a day from school. That's not counting college information. I usually get 1 email from my daughter's college a day. I'm like, really? Seriously? She's in college. I know you want more of my money, but can we just do like 1 email a day? I mean, 1 email a week? Seriously, we have so much stuff coming at us. Wherever you get your news from, wherever you watch your sports, wherever you go out and you're listening on the radio, or even when you download things, you can be listening to something that's free and there's still advertisements. Somebody's always trying to get you for something. They want to feed you all of this stuff. And what we've lost is what? The truth. So you got to seek the truth. Read your Bible. Get more connected to God, right? First, you're supposed to run to Him, and then you need to read your Bible so you can be connected to Him. So you can listen. So you know His words, to know His heart when your heart fails. And finally, number three, embrace the process. It takes time to heal. I'd flipped on the television just a couple nights ago, and my husband and I were sitting there, and our 3 youngest were with us. And because my number 3, my youngest daughter, but she's number 3 of the 5, she's on spring break. And our 2 boys have now kicked off their spring break. So they've got a week off now. And so it's kind of weird because for 3 weeks, or really actually 4 weeks, I have had a child or children off, either from break or vacation, etc. And so me trying to keep up with all this, it's crazy. So I'm now kicking off my 3rd week. I have 1 more week left to finish. I'll get through it. But we're having a somewhat of a quiet evening. And all of a sudden, a prescription drug commercial comes on. And I make a comment to my husband. I just wish they would not have these commercials. And he's like, oh, I so agree with you. And we went into a longer discussion. But we are so ingrained in the fact that if you take something, you get immediately better. Life doesn't work that way. God doesn't work that way. Embrace the process. Trust Him. Walk by faith. It takes time to heal. Don't rush what God controls. Think about that. I have to remind myself of that often. Don't rush, Lord, what only you can control. It's a prayer sometimes. And I'm like, okay, help me not to rush it. I so want to rush it. You want to rush it, you do. It's human nature. We want this fast food now. Come on, Lord, can't you operate in my 5 minutes? My 5 minutes is not equal to His 5 minutes. Don't rush what God controls. Your marriage doesn't just involve you and your spouse. Marriage is where 2 people are joined and become one flesh. Where are you in your marriage? Are you struggling when it comes to your heart? Do you feel empty? And I want you to be honest with yourself. Your marriage cannot get stronger if you're not being honest. And that's a hard thing. Because if no one else knows what's happening within those four walls, life can look pretty good to everybody else. But for you, when you're in those four walls, maybe you feel like you're suffocating. Maybe you feel like, gosh, I just don't have any more love to give. I've loved it all out. And I haven't been filled up. And so I don't know how much more I can give. I'm hanging on by a thread. I don't know if I can give anymore. I'm here to tell you that your marriage is worth it. It's worth the fight. You're worth the fight. But we have to remember some things. Number one, you're not alone. Number two, God's on your side. You may not feel it at times. I get that. Let's be honest. We get mad at God. I do. And I tell him, Lord, I'm not liking this. Let's change the situation here. And he's like, Christiane, in due time. And I feel like sometimes he's got that just roaring voice that comes out to me in like a thunder tone. It doesn't happen that way. But in my mind, it kind of reverberates that whole thing of like, I've got you. Don't you dare question me. And I'm thinking, okay, I'll back away. I got it. But then I still get mad. I'm like, hello, what about me? You got to be honest as to where you are. Because that opens you up, what? For healing. If you're struggling in your marriage, I want to help you. I know what it's like. I've been there. I've had my heart fail me. I've had the tornado hit. And it's not something that is fun. Can it be prevented? Yeah, I do believe it can be. Does it take work? Oh, yes, it does. Is it going to be perfect always? No. But you can make it better than what it's ever been. And I'm living proof of that. And so if you are at all struggling, whether it's as a couple or as an individual, I want to be here to serve you. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. That will begin our conversation. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call. Let's talk about you, your situation, your feelings. Where are you hurting? What is your heart telling you today? Now, I can't tell you that everything I'm going to tell you is going to make you feel better, because I want to tell you the truth in love, but I promise you, you will have tools and strategies to begin the next part of your journey, wherever you are at right now. When your heart has failed you, what do? Run to God. Seek the truth and embrace the process. Remember, your heart is not the barometer of love. Let God in your marriage and let Him fill your heart. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Enjoy your weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.